happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what that driver's license says. It's all about a state of mind. You got to stay young, foolish, and happy. Right, Emily?
Exactly, Meg.
Emily Echeverria is here with us. She is the, well, marketing director. Is that your exact title, VP of marketing?
Marketing communications director.
Okay, well, that's not even really true. She is the jack of all trades. I see her involved with every single thing that they do over at the Council on Aging of West Florida. So I'm so happy you're here, Emily.
Thanks for having me here,
yeah,
Meg.
Yeah, okay. So being young, being foolish, being happy, we've got to keep our Council on Aging of West Florida alive and well and financially stable. There have been a lot of cuts in the last year or so. So now we're seeing the community step up in a huge way, which has been amazing, and we're so grateful for that. So let's talk about how the council is doing, a little bit about what's coming, and then we got a big event coming up this month.
Exactly. So yes, we are the Council on Aging of West Florida. We're a nonprofit serving seniors in Escambia, Santa Rosa County. Most people know us through Meals on Wheels, but we do so much more than that. We do case management and social services with in-home services for our most vulnerable seniors in our community. We have senior dining sites. We have our adult daycare, The Retreat, for respite for caregivers of people who maybe have some cognitive decline or dementia. We have AmeriCorps senior volunteer programs, which are senior companions who help with other seniors in the community, or foster grandparents who help with children in schools. So that's a nice intergenerational program. And we also have caregiver support groups. I mean, the list goes on and on. We do so much for the older adults and the caregivers in this community.
And what is your service area when you say West Florida? Where do you what counties do you cover?
Sure. We're the lead agency for Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Okay, great. Well, I can talk firsthand of all the different services they've had. I've benefited from it with my own elderly parents back in the day. Yeah. And I guess I'm not too far from it myself eventually. But, I mean, we all end up at a certain age.
If we're lucky,
yes.
I always say.
Yes, if we're lucky. But some of these services, what would be the thing now that you think is having the most impact in the community? There's so many.
I mean, I always go back to our social services, our case management team. I mean, they're dealing with, they also go out to adult protective services cases, mm-hmm. but they are helping the people who are the most vulnerable, the most needy, who need that little extra help to stay in their home, because it is cost effective for, you know, the taxpayers, for everyone, for them to be able to stay in their home for as long as it's safe. For them, that's where they're happiest. That's where they have the best outcomes. And if all it takes is a little chore service, a little caregiver respite to keep someone in their home, then we want to go that route rather than having them go to a facility.
Well, you feel so much safer when your own environment.
Exactly. You're more safe. You're more comfortable. You're connected more to your community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the crux of our services, is that aging in place.
So where are you located? And if I happen to know a neighbor that's a senior that maybe isn't taking advantage of some of the services that you have, how would I get in touch with you, and how would I find out what's a good fit for that person or a relative?
Sure, yeah. We are located at 875 Roy Street. We're just off 9th, kind of near Tuscanoven, if you know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our adult daycare, The Retreat, is as well. And I mean, if you have an elderly neighbor, I would say go check on them, kind of make friends with them, maybe just keep an eye on them. But also you could encourage them to call the elder helpline and take the elder assessment, which is kind of the starting point for those subsidized services.
Oh, okay. What's the number for that?
It is 850-494-7100. So 494-7100. And that is the Northwest Florida Area Agency on Aging, which is the entity just above us in the kind of hierarchy of services. They're the ones that run that elder assessment, which assesses eligibility for subsidized services.
And then once you're assessed and they see what applies to you and what you qualify for, then the next step would be with the council and agency locally?
Yes. So then you're scored. There is a state wait list. This is a state service, state and federal funding. So it doesn't happen immediately, but we encourage people to get started on that process, because you can always update your assessment. If the conditions change, if a health problem arises, if a new challenge occurs, you can update it. Your score would be, you know, higher for more need. And then those highest need people are the ones that come off the wait list when the resources line up and we start services with our case managers.
Excellent. Now, would I need to take that step if I was interested in the adult daycare services?
No. I was going to say there are services.
There's some things that are not mm-hmm. involved with that.
Well, you can private pay for that.
Oh, okay.
So anyone who wants to private pay, they just have to come. The person has to be kind of assessed to make sure that they're not through that elder assessment, but mm-hmm. they just need to meet certain conditions to be able to go to the adult daycare. It's for a certain kind of point in the dementia journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come tour at any time. It's, again, 875 Royce Street. And if the person is enrolled, they just need to come about once a week to stay enrolled. They can come 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. They can come one day a week. They can come a couple times a week. It's open from 8 to 5:30. They serve breakfast, lunch, snack, and they are doing all kinds of fun activities over there and having guests in. They have chair exercise classes with Ageless Grace.
Just the social environment is so good for your mental health.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not like sitting at home staring at a TV. They're interacting with others. Mm-hmm. There are volunteers over there. There are nursing students over there. There's nurses. It's not a medical facility, but it does have nurses there. And it's just a wonderful, loving environment that is home-like, comfortable, and stimulating.
Well, it's great for those that are caregivers, especially people that are coming to that age now where they're taking care of their parents. And so if you are in that situation and you need a break and you have things you have to do, then you can actually take advantage of this service, which also, no offense, but the elderly parents are kind of glad to get a break from you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have seen it myself with my grandmother when she had dementia. She would be kind of difficult with mm-hmm. my mom and her sisters mm-hmm. because there's kind of baggage there.
Right.
Where like they feel, you know, like they're being babied. There's just whatever emotional baggage that comes with that relationship. So they want to bring from you too, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, that definitely works. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Emily Echeverria. She is with the Council on Aging of West Florida, talking about some of the many services provided by the agency here locally. So if you have a question or a concern or a comment, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. All of these great services do require funding, so there is a huge fundraising event that I'm super excited is coming back this year. And what is the title of that event?
Dun da da da! It's the Rat Pack Reunion.
Woohoo! I love it.
Yes, the Rat Pack is back, baby. This is something that the agency had as their major fall gala fundraiser from 2011 to 2021. This was before my time. I started right at the beginning of 2022, got mm-hmm. the debrief, and it was just an incredibly successful event that honors some local leaders, philanthropists, roasts and toasts them during a gala event. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of gentle roasts, but maybe.
Well, the Rat Pack was the old Frank Sinatra
exactly.
and Dean Martin crowd. So
it's
the humor, it's a little, little feisty. It's a fun event.
Little light spice, medium spice.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our rats this year, our Rat Pack, I hate to call them rats, but our honorees are Mark Faulkner, Carolyn Appleyard, Belle Bear, and Jim Reeves.
Ooh, the who's who of Pensacola.
Exactly. I mean, this is truly a pantheon of icons.
There you go. Ooh, I like that word, pantheon.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to be back to talk more about the event coming up on Friday, October 24th. So stick around for the details. And if you do have questions about some of the services at the Council on Aging, please don't hesitate to text in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Emily right after the break, right here on Pep Talk. You're listening to Pep Talk this morning, and we have Emily Echeverria here with the Council on Aging of West Florida, providing so many important services for our seniors. So if you have not taken advantage of some of the options, please, please contact them. What's your website in case someone wanted to look up some of the services?
It is coawfla.org.
coawfla. .org. Okay, great. So you can take advantage of that, or you could always call the agency itself. And what's that number again?
850-432-1475.
Very good. Okay. But we're moving on this morning to talk about this exciting event that's coming up this month, October 24th, Friday night. The Rat Pack is back, baby.
The Rat Pack is back.
So let's talk about the Rat Pack reunion and all about it. Just tell us everything about it.
Sure. So this is our gala fundraiser. It'll be a wonderful night with the glamour of mid-century Las Vegas. Ooh. Going back to, you know, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Rat Pack times.
Oh, boy.
With our quote-unquote Rat Pack is our local philanthropists and leaders, Mark Faulkner, Carolyn Appleyard, Bell Bear, and Jim Reeves. They will be getting gently roasted and toasted throughout the evening. We'll be honoring them and raising funds for the agency.
Which is awesome. I can't wait to hear some of the roasts for myself. I mean, I'm looking forward to that part.
I have been shooting the videos. We're doing it by video so that, you know, people can't go off script during the night, you know, if you do it live.
Safe.
So I'm in the editor chair over there.
Oh, boy.
So I have been getting to go around to several of each of our honorees' friends and colleagues, mm-hmm. family members, and getting to shoot them, you know, giving it their best shot, giving some roast, some ribs. And then also, of course, they're saying wonderful things about them as well. More wonderful than roasts, honestly. But there's some jabs. There's some light jabs. Mm-hmm. And it's been so fun to kind of see this other side of these community leaders, because we see them so poised, you know, in their business, you know, role, their professional role, their community role. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to the people who see them when they're letting loose, you know, mm-hmm. being their loosey-goosey selves, and you can tell, you know, everybody's got their quirks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got
stories.
Their little their little things that their friends joke with them about. So it's been wonderful to see that side of them through the eyes of their good friends and family.
That's really neat. Well, with just a little history on this, it's been around since 2011. So the original rat was Fred Levin. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
So that's kind of fun because he was definitely an influencer in this community, no question.
Oh, yes. And then, I mean, since then, so many people have joined the pantheon, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have, I don't want to name names and leave a bunch of people out, but, you know, it's an amazing list of leaders.
Yes, for sure. I was looking at the notes here that then in 2021, when you had the event that year, the theme was My Way, and we assumed it was going to be the event's grand finale, and it looks like they're honoring all the past rats, and then you raised over $200,000.
Yes, that was kind of a retrospective year. It was looking back at the 10 years of Rat Pack, and yes, honoring all of those honorees from the past that have been a part of the group now, and they will forever be a part of the group.
Mm-hmm. So it's very distinguished alumni, so to speak.
Exactly. And so we were bringing it back this year because it was kind of sunset,
mm-hmm.
but people kept asking about it. We have done other things. We have had some fun with other kind of revitalized projects like the Perfectly Aged Calendar.
Right.
But yeah, people keep asking about Rat Pack, and we kind of talked to the originators of the idea, got their blessing they said, get a great pack and go for it. And we did.
Well, it's a perfect timing because, as most people are aware, a lot of the funding from federal and state funding to our senior service is agencies across the state are really taking a hard hit. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important now that our community step up for the Council on Aging and for all of our nonprofits at this point. We're going to have to dig a little deeper to make sure that these services remain. Because when you think about, for me, the one that everyone's so familiar with is Meals on Wheels. And for someone, a senior that's home alone, they look forward to that visit.
Oh, it's absolutely more than a meal. It is that meal that they get that it's so easy for them to heat in a microwave and eat, and it's a third of their daily nutrition needs. But it's more than that. Mm-hmm. It is also that visit from their driver. Every impact story I've done where I've talked to a Meals on Wheels client, they love and look forward to the visit from their driver. It's the same person every week. It's the same day every week. And that's a friendly visitor. It's also a bit of a wellness check because
right.
if they don't answer the door, that driver cannot just leave the meal and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
They have to report it. They can't leave the meal unless the person has, you know, talked to them beforehand, put out a cooler. And that is a way that people can find out if something has gone wrong
right.
before, you know, time goes by. So it's a wellness check. It's a friendly visitor. It's socialization. And then it's also their nutrition needs getting met.
Right. Well, we have so many different programs that are offered by the Council on Aging. And so this particular fundraiser raises the money for it, and it's fun. So if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, well, I want to donate or I want to be a sponsor, tell us a little bit about how they can help.
Sure. They can go to ratpackreunion.org, nice and easy to remember, and they can buy a ticket for $150. Just, you know, do the math and put in there how many tickets you want in the comments. Or they can sponsor through that as well, and they can reach out to me at Council on Aging, give us a call, or look up on ratpackreunion.org for that information, and we can talk about working something out that is tailored to their needs.
So the event is Friday, October 12th. Where's
24th.
Sorry. 24th. Where's it going to be?
It's at Sanders Beach Resource Center.
Oh, that's a great place.
Yeah,
that's,
it's big, beautiful. The sun will be setting over the water.
Nice.
Yep, love it.
Okay, this sounds great. Talking with Emily Echeverria with the Council on Aging of West Florida. So if you've got some questions, please feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, talking to Emily Echeverria with the Council on Aging of West Florida. Exciting event coming up this month, October 24th, the Rat Pack Reunion. This
yes.
is pretty cool.
I'm so excited to be a part of it for once because I've heard so much about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's loomed over the agency because it has been such a successful event. And people have been really enthusiastic, and I'm really excited to be a part of it this time.
Well, it's a really fun event. I actually attended it back a few years ago, so lots of fun. The rats, quote unquote, which is it lovingly, the rats,
yes.
as in think about Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra rats.
Exactly.
But this year we have Mark Faulkner, Carolyn Appleyard, Belle Bear, and Jim Reeves. So great opportunity to sponsor, to get involved. But if I wanted to just get a ticket, so again, can you give us the information on how to do that and who to contact?
Sure. Go to ratpackreunion.org, and you can make a donation of $150 per ticket and do that right there on the website. Or you can call our office, 850-432-1475. And do it over the phone that way as well.
Okay, that sounds great. And again, this is all for the Council on Aging of West Florida. So for maybe someone that's just joined us, can you review a little bit of the many services that y'all provide?
Sure. We are a nonprofit serving seniors through case management, social services, Meals on Wheels, in-home services, adult daycare, and volunteer opportunities for older adults. So just anything for older adults and caregivers.
So if I wanted to volunteer with the agency, how would I go about doing that, or who would I contact for that?
You would contact our office and ask for Mariella Bruno. She is in charge of our RSVP program and our volunteers.
And what's the RSVP program?
It's the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. This is an AmeriCorps senior program that we recently took over. And that is for anyone 55 and older that is volunteering for, like, Meals on Wheels. They might be volunteering at the dining sites, running activities, helping serve meals. Or they might be volunteering at the retreat adult daycare, running activities, and just helping give care and engagement to the older adults that use that.
Okay. Well, it's so comprehensive, all that you do. It's amazing to me. You have a relatively small staff considering all that you do. So you do are dependent on the volunteers and certainly on funding and the generosity of our local community. And the dollars stay here locally.
Absolutely. And every dollar that is donated to the agency from the community unlocks about $9 in federal and state funds.
Wow.
So it really goes far.
Okay. So one more time, that website.
COAWFLA.org, and for Rat Pack, ratpackreunion.org.
Okay, now it's time to get your tickets, and if you want to be a sponsor, definitely do that. And if you just want to make a donation to the Council on Aging, they'll take it.
Yes, we will.
All right, thank you, Emily. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thanks, Meg.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning, right in early at 9 a.m.